Atlanta, Georgia, the Southeast Bullock Yellowjackets win their fourth consecutive state championship in a decisive 13-6 overtime win against the Columbus Blue Devils. Down 6-0 late in the fourth quarter, the Jackets scramble to tie up the score 6-6. With the extra point no good, the Jackets and the Blue Devils take their talents to overtime, where the Jackets overcome the Blue Devils in a hard-fought win to be crowned the GHSA Division I state champions for the fourth time in a row. SEB Flag FB coach Nick Cochran talks to team during halftime of the GHSA Division I state championship game. Southeast Bullock Athletics. The first quarter of the game was uneventful, with neither team able to gain an advantage. The Columbus Blue Devils intercepted the ball, but the SEB Jackets defense quickly recovered to maintain a scoreless tie as both teams finished the quarter at 0-0. In the second quarter, SEB's defense continued to hold strong, stopping the Blue Devils, but the Jackets struggled to convert on offense. SEB junior running back Paige Nelson attempted to gain a crucial third and short, but was unable to get the necessary yardage. Senior SEB Flag FB upback JC Kitchings runs with the football during the GHSA Division I state championship game. Quentin Reed. SEB's defense came through again with a big stop, and sophomore quarterback Emma Kate Barron began to settle into the game, completing more passes. However, the Jackets still had difficulty generating big plays. Columbus then made a significant 28-yard gain, putting them in the red zone, but SEB's junior linebacker, Kayla Adams, intercepted the ball for her eighth pick of the season, halting the Blue Devils' drive. The Jackets were unable to convert offensively but managed to run down the clock, keeping the game tied 0-0 as they headed into halftime. SEB Flag FB on the sideline looking at the scoreboard during the GHSA Division I state championship game. Quentin Reed. To start the third quarter, the SEB defense was playing assignment football to perfection, particularly against Columbus's triple option offense. The Jackets' defense remained disciplined, with each player executing their role effectively. However, Columbus made a big play when senior wide receiver Alexandria Lofton kept the Blue Devils' drive alive. SEB linebacker Kayla Adams did an excellent job containing her matchup, but a 10-yard holding penalty against SEB gave Columbus a first-and-goal opportunity with 4:30 left in the game. SEB rusher Paige Nelson made the first pull in the red zone, and although Adams missed her first flag of the night, Nelson was able to pull Columbus's sophomore wide receiver Harmony Franklin's flag to stop Columbus. SEB junior rusher Christiana Tisby then forced a fourth and goal situation for the Blue Devils. On the next play, Paige Nelson nearly intercepted the ball in the end zone, forcing a turnover on downs. Throughout this drive, the SEB defense lived up to their bend don't break mentality. Despite a 7-play, 7.5-minute drive by Columbus, SEB's defense held firm, and the game ended the third quarter tied 0-0 after SEB struggled to move the ball and had to punt. SEB Flag FB in huddle during fourth quarter. GPB. As they entered the fourth quarter, head coach Marcy Cochran reminded her team to just breathe. Despite being outgained by more than 100 offensive yards throughout the game, the Jackets had done a solid job containing the explosive Columbus offense. SEB Flag FB head coach Marcy Cochran looking puzzled during the GHSA Division I state championship game with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. GPB. As the fourth quarter began, Columbus gained possession in SEB territory and looked to capitalize. Senior rusher Jaden, the Jedi, Williams and junior Christiana Tisby led the defensive charge, applying constant pressure on Columbus's senior quarterback, Serenity Hickman. The Blue Devils eventually broke through with the first score of the game, a tough 11-yard touchdown pass from Hickman to Franklin. SEB's Paige Nelson made a crucial pull to prevent the extra point, keeping the score at 6-0 with 6 minutes left to play. SEB responded with a massive first-down play from junior wide receiver Natalia Odom, who almost finished this season closing in on 900 receiving yards, marking the Jackets' furthest drive into Columbus Blue Devil territory. Junior SEB Flag FB Natalia Odom reaches the ball forward on one of her many carries during the GHSA Division I state championship game. Quentin Reed. A defensive penalty on Columbus gave Seb more yardage, bringing them to second and goal. With just 1:13 left, Paige Nelson capped off an 11-play, 79-yard drive with the Jackets' first touchdown of the game, tying it at 6-6. In the closing moments, Blue Devil senior defensive back Jamie Spivey of Columbus broke up a pass intended for Odom, keeping Columbus's hopes alive. With the game now tied, Seb, on the brink of its fourth consecutive state championship, goes into its first overtime of the season. GHSA Flag FB Overtime Rules. GPB. In overtime, sophomore quarterback Emma Kate Barron wasted no time, scoring a touchdown for the Jackets on their first play of the drive by bullying her way into the end zone. This was her first touchdown of the game. Junior center, Chloe, the clutch, Cochran lived up to her name after adding the extra point, marking the first successful extra point conversion of the night for either team, putting Seb ahead 13-6. The Blue Devils faced a tough challenge and couldn't overcome the Jackets as Seb's Jaden Williams made a key flag pull for a 4-yard loss on first down, followed by another crucial flag pull from junior safety Natalia Odom on second down, forcing Columbus into a third and goal situation. With the pressure mounting, the Blue Devils couldn't make the catch in traffic and had to go for it on fourth and goal. The game was sealed when Seb's Paige Nelson made the game-winning flag pull, securing the victory for Seb and clinching their fourth consecutive state title. From her eyes, head coach Marcy Cochran said her team didn't play their best in 3 out of the 4 quarters. "We didn't play really well offensively the first 3 quarters. Actually, we didn't play well till the last 5 minutes of the game on offense," Cochran said. "Our defense hung around, kept us in the game, pulled flags and did their job to give us a chance to win the game in overtime." Cochran was so proud of her team's resilience not only in this state championship game, but also throughout this entire season. When asked to sum up this season in a few words, Cochran said it took hard work, and believing in each other, but that trust and knowing how to win is what won them the state championship and this entire season. The Yellow Jackets finished the 2024-25 season, 20-1, 6-0, only having its one and only loss in program history, and defending their state title for a 4th time. Congratulations, Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. Livestream of team returning. Greater than.